The Titans of the Silver Screen, Hollywood Studio System Saga. The flickering gaslight of the early 20th century gave way to the dazzling glow of the silver screen, and from that light, empires were born. Hollywood, a sun-drenched patch of Southern California, became the epicenter of a new art form and a colossal industry. The movies, at the heart of this burgeoning spectacle, were the major studios' monolithic entities that not only produced films but also dictated their very creation and distribution. Their stories are epics in themselves, filled with visionary founders, ruthless business moguls, artistic triumphs, and dramatic downfalls. The dawn of the dream factories. In the beginning, there was chaos. Independent filmmakers battled for screens and audiences. But by the 1920s, a new order emerged, dominated by the Big Five. Paramount, Lowe's, MGM, Warner Bros., 20th Century Fox, and RKO. These studios were not just production houses, they were vertically integrated empires. They owned their own theaters, controlled distribution networks, and most importantly, their stars were contractually bound, their creativity often molded to fit the studio's vision. Imagine the scene: William Fox, a visionary and a risk-taker, snapping up theaters and forming his own distribution company, eventually becoming Fox Film Corporation. Or the Warner Brothers' Harry, Albert, Sam, and Jack, rising from humble beginnings to pioneer sound in films with The Jazz Singer, 1927, forever changing the industry. Louis B. Mayer, the shrewd patriarch of MGM, crafted an image of glamour and quality, churning out classics like The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind. These were the titans who built Hollywood, sculpting dreams for millions. The studio era, a golden age of control and creativity. For decades, the studio system reigned supreme. This era, often referred to as the golden age of Hollywood, saw studios meticulously control every aspect of filmmaking. A contract player might spend years on the lot, playing bit parts, learning their craft, and waiting for their big break. The studios dictated their roles, their image, even their personal lives. This level of control, while stifling for some, also fostered an environment where remarkable films were consistently produced. Think of the sleek dramas of Paramount, the lavish musicals of MGM, the gritty urban tales of Warner Bros., or the sweeping historical epics of 20th Century Fox. However, this iron grip began to loosen. The rise of television in the 1950s presented an existential threat. Audiences, once glued to the cinema, were now flocking to their living rooms. The studios, initially dismissive, were forced to adapt. They began to sell off their theater chains and explore new revenue streams. The landmark 1948 Supreme Court decision in United States v. Paramount Pictures, Inc., known as the Paramount Decree, dismantled the vertical integration that had been the bedrock of their power, forcing them to divest their theater holdings and allowing independent producers greater access to distribution. The winds of change, challenges, and transformations. The 1960s and 70s brought further upheaval. The old guard began to fade, and a new generation of filmmakers, influenced by European cinema and a changing social landscape, emerged. This era saw the rise of the new Hollywood directors like Francis Ford Coppola, Martin Scorsese, and Steven Spielberg, who pushed creative boundaries and challenged the studio's traditional control. Films like The Godfather, Taxi Driver, and Jaws became massive hits, signaling a shift in power and a more auteur-driven approach to filmmaking. Yet the business of Hollywood never stops. Mergers and acquisitions became the new battlefield. In 1985, Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation acquired 20th Century Fox, Time Inc., and Warner Communications merged in 1989, creating Time Warner. These were not mere corporate shuffles, they were strategic moves to consolidate power in an increasingly globalized media landscape. The studios, once independent kingdoms, were becoming divisions within massive media conglomerates. The modern era, blockbusters, streaming, and the future. Today, the landscape is almost unrecognizable. The concept of the studio system as it once existed is largely a relic of the past. While names like Warner Bros., Universal, Paramount, Disney, and Sony Pictures remain, they operate within a vastly different paradigm. The focus has shifted from contract players and consistent output to tentpole blockbusters, franchise films, and an ever-increasing demand for content from streaming services. Disney's acquisition of 20th Century Fox in 2019 and more recently the Warner Bros. Discovery merger have reshaped the industry once again. The lines between traditional studios and streaming giants like Netflix and Amazon Prime Video have blurred. The very definition of a movie is being redefined as content moves fluidly between theatrical releases and direct-to-streaming debuts. The rise and fall, the mergers and acquisitions, the creative battles and business shrewdness, the history of Hollywood's major studios is a compelling narrative of innovation, ambition, and the enduring power of cinema. It's a story that continues to unfold, promising new chapters in the ever-evolving world of storytelling.